Welcome back, everyone. I am Cass Piancy, and I am here as usual with my partner in crime, Bennett Tomlin. Bennett, how are you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well, Cass. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm a little riled up. We've had some issues this week with our recording equipment. A little hectic and wild, but I'm feeling good now because today we're talking about something good. We're talking about charity. And really, nothing wrong happens when it comes to charity. I think I'm getting that right. Particularly cryptocurrency-based charities. They're known for being transparent, thorough, fair, equitable, and all around good. So I'm genuinely just super looking forward to this conversation because we try to focus on stuff that isn't scammy or fraudy. So let's just dive right into it. Bennett, the first goodwill ambassador, I'm just going to call them, that we should bring up right now is going to be Jacob Kostecki. I don't know. He goes by a couple names too. Or he spells it a few different ways. But this guy who started a project doing a big conference to push forward the movement of just the blockchain and Bitcoin education, he started a not-for-profit called Sats for Students. Can you fill us in on that?
I can certainly try from what we know. See, Jacob Kostecki, whatever you want to call him, when he was working on massive adoption, decided that it was important that children especially learn the value of blockchain and Bitcoin. And so he decided the simplest solution was for him to start raising cryptocurrencies in order to pay for children to be educated in the ways of cryptocurrencies. A foolproof plan. Well, perhaps not entirely foolproof. He didn't actually, register a not-for-profit or a charity or anything for this, which sometimes there's ways around that and things to do. But then as you watched the fundraising go on, things got a little funky. Every time Jake would talk about his fundraising, he would post a different wallet address. He said this was because he didn't want to reuse his addresses and was trying to promote better usage of Bitcoin in that manner. The other, I guess, not particularly strange thing about this is that we quickly saw a lot of those funds move from the addresses he posted straight to various exchanges. Makes sense. You can't buy educational materials with cryptocurrencies. You gotta use fiat to buy your books about cryptocurrency to educate your children about cryptocurrencies. The other part that was somewhat strange is that we saw for some of his Bitcoin wallets that a whole bunch of these ended up going through what looked kind of like a mixer or something. Now the problem becomes there was never any evidence of students learning about the values of cryptocurrency. These good-hearted crypto folks gave their crypto to this ambassador of goodness, Jacob Kostecki, all in order to make sure America's future would learn about the value of cryptocurrency, and there's no evidence that ever happened. This guy raised a whole bunch of Ether and a little bit of Bitcoin, even some DAI, and then, well, did any of it get to the children? I sure hope so, but it doesn't look that way.
So in case anyone is confused at this point, we are not keen on charity and crypto combining. There's actually a couple good reasons here. One, cryptocurrency really is not designed for charity. Cryptocurrency is designed mostly in the hope that it can be private and immutable. I would say more so than anything else. You really don't need that with charity. There's other reasons for this. So here's a great one. Most charities don't use cryptocurrencies for anything. So the idea that if you donate a cryptocurrency to them, they're not going to be able to do much with that cryptocurrency that you donate. They will be able to do a lot more with cash that you give them. But finally, and this is really important to me, is that charities being scams and fraudulent is nothing new to America. America has incentivized fraud and scams to use a charitable model. 501c3s have, in a lot of ways, ingratiated themselves with the loopholes and the schemes of the tax system that we have designed in America. So what I want to preach today to people is that there's a few ways to deal with that. Of course, you can go on. The IRS has a nonprofit charity search tool. So first of all, do that. Check. Make sure it is a real charity and that you can donate to it and get a receipt and a write-off for your tax donation. Two, they might have gotten a revocation letter, what it's called a revocation letter. So if they got a revocation letter, it means they aren't a 501c3 anymore. And again, don't donate money to them anymore. Lastly, I think a lot of people donate to random big organizations that they've heard of. There's much better organizations that you can donate to, and a lot of them can be local to you. In my area, there's a ton of wonderful, small, like under $500,000 received a year, charities that absolutely, I know, need that money. The Red Cross does not need your money. These are a lot of red flags and issues, and it is not just in crypto.
Yeah, there's so much charity fraud in general. And like you're mentioning, there's a lot of poorly run charities where you just basically see it get all absorbed into administration and very little go to the actual cause. I will add there's a few limited cases where I think donating cryptocurrencies makes sense. And a lot of those things end up being politically sensitive or difficult organizations where they've been perhaps cut off from regular payment processors. There is perhaps an argument made for them donating cryptocurrencies might make sense. But more broadly, most of these organizations are operating on a day-to-day basis, like you mentioned, with fiat, with dollars.
I mean, you're referencing WikiLeaks.
Yeah. I mean, WikiLeaks or similar. Like, if these organizations that are going to struggle to be able to accept dollars, it makes sense for them to accept cryptocurrencies.
That's a great argument.
But again, like you mentioned, for the majority, it's easier if they get dollars because dollars is what they need. And the other thing is, I worry that sometimes these cryptocurrency charities are taking advantage of people's goodwill and trying to couch it in some of the utopian language you hear surrounding a lot of cryptocurrency projects. Like, I remember Binance's charity launch being, like, particularly strange when they launched, like, the Binance Pink Cares token.
That is one of the most egregious examples of underhanded, nasty, manipulative charitable work that I've ever seen. I'm just going to go ahead and go through with people what they did. Binance opened up Binance Uganda. I don't know, what was that, 2 years ago? This was basically giving them an opportunity to start accumulating some form of fiat as opposed to simply cryptocurrencies, which is at that point, besides an OTC desk, all they had really been operating with. Uganda was one of their first steps into the fiat realm. And once they set up this Binance Uganda project, they decided that they needed to couch it in charity. They needed to make it look good, because if you're just offering your high-fee, crappy trade engine with your BNB token to Ugandans, it kind of just sounds like you're trying to steal money from poor people, which is what they were doing. Maybe. They couched this in charity, and the charity that they couched it in was this they did several charities in Uganda, but one of the ones they did was called Pink Care Token. And this was giving sanitary pads and tampons to girls just coming into puberty in Uganda, I guess because this is a very taboo subject there. And so these girls need, and there's a lot of poverty. So these girls need those things. And this is supposed to be seen as like a very great gesture towards a good cause. Roughly 60 Bitcoin was donated to this. Maybe it's a little bit less than that, 55, something like that. At some point, Binance Uganda, which is where the Pink Care token could be traded so that they could acquire their sanitary pads, well, Uganda Binance decides to delist the Pink Care token. So the one exchange that had listed this token in the first place and where it was possible to use it for something of actual use, they shut that mechanism off. Oh, and then Binance Uganda got shut down. Right? You can just use Binance instead. They're still holding on to roughly $1 million worth of Bitcoin right now. You can go look right now. What are they going to do with it? Oh, this is the new transparent charitable organization? Give me a f***ing break. All they're showing me, again, a f***ing pie chart that doesn't say anything. It just tells me how much Bitcoin is in a wallet. It doesn't show me for sure that a bunch of women got sanitary pads in Uganda. It doesn't prove anything at all.
So, speaking of manipulation shows and crypto charities, back in 2019, while Tether and Bitfinex were under investigation by the New York Attorney General, Hurricane Dorian hit the Caribbean, and Deltek and the Bahamas were, of course, affected by this large hurricane. Tether was there to help out, donating $1 million to a charity in the Bahamas who is going to help provide direct humanitarian aid to people. That's a hard thing to criticize. $1 million straight to people who need it in a hurricane-stricken area. Now, to facilitate this donation, Tether gave the $1 million to Deltek Cares. If that name sounds familiar, it's because Deltek Bank would be the bank who holds Tether's reserves. And the bank, where it seems, may have a deeper relationship with Tether and Bitfinex than just the normal bank and client relationship. So that's the charity that receives the $1 million. And then what goes on after that point is extraordinarily unclear.
Well, we have no proof that they actually received $1 million. What we do have proof of is that they donated roughly, what, $1,000 of Tether to this thing? $5,000.
Yeah, so the public donated a few Tethers to the wallet that Tether put up to help fundraise for this cause. Tether claimed to have also given $1 million directly to this charity. Again, we don't have any proof of this, and perhaps that's the problem. Deltek Cares allegedly got this $1 million and was going to use it for this direct humanitarian aid, and I certainly hope they did. Deltek Cares also received this $5,000 in Tether, donated from various people in the public, and they were supposed to use that for direct humanitarian aid, and I certainly hope they did. But again, we're striking at the problem where there is little evidence of this money actually reaching the intended targets. And a lot of these charities feel kind of half-assed. They often strike me as just an attempt for cryptocurrency exchanges and companies to help whitewash their image. How can you criticize an organization that's donating their money to help people in this hurricane-stricken area? How can you criticize this organization who wants to help out women in Uganda? These are important causes, and so they use that as like a shield to help protect themselves a little bit.
Deltek Cares, is there any proof that they're actually a 501c3 or any kind of, are they a nonprofit? The only thing it says at the bottom of the page is Deltek Cares LTD, which is a limited liability company. That's not a not-for-profit.
I don't believe Deltek Cares is registered with the IRS as like a 501c3, so they're not a United States not-for-profit. I am not familiar enough with Bahamanian regulations to determine whether or not they're registered there.
I think people generally turn their radios off, turn their phone podcast onto a different podcast and move on with their lives when anyone starts talking about charity. And I think that's unfortunate because this is actually like a really serious problem. And the time when it gets most serious, the time when it's the worst, is when there's natural disasters, when there's economic downturns, and when there's people who are genuinely in a ton of need. One of the classic examples in America is Hurricane Katrina. Rampant charity fraud. Mostly outside the state of Louisiana. I'm not even trying to, this isn't about the people involved in Katrina. This is about people outside Louisiana who are like, I'm going to pretend to help them and then I'm going to buy a new TV. I want people to understand, I get it. It feels really good to give to others. But wouldn't it feel really bad if you found out that when you were trying to give to others, you ended up not doing anything? Another example, I mean, not to harp here, but Binance's charity arm in the U.S. hasn't filed a single piece of paperwork since they were founded. Give Crypto, that was another one that was founded by Coinbase. Give Crypto isn't even actually the name. It's like a subsidiary nonprofit of a nonprofit. So the actual name of the nonprofit group is Pledge Group. And when you look up Pledge Group, it's just like the only thing they do is give crypto. So they clearly are trying to do something weird. Whatever they're doing, it just doesn't make any sense. And I've seen it time and time and time and time again in crypto. Don't donate your crypto to organizations only known in the crypto realm as a charity. Don't do it. Just don't do it. There's no reason to donate to Give Crypto. There's no reason to donate to Binance Charity.
You should donate to Sats for Students. That was a good, well-meaning cause that everyone can agree on.
Find their 501c3 for us and donate to Sats for Students because they did great work. Because you know what? They showed us what crypto is good for. They showed us what you can do if people randomly donate Ethereum and Bitcoin to you. If people just donate their Ethereum, if you make up some bullshit on the internet and say, like, I'm going to do some good stuff with this crypto that you give me, and you just claim it, and people are dumb enough to give you that money, you can just walk away with it. If, in case you're wondering, this shit makes me fucking miserable, dude. I hate these fucking charities. I hate them. And no one fucking cares. That's what fucking kills me, dude. It really does. It kills me.
So, I think the moral of the story here is that it's important to maintain skepticism about a lot of things, and that includes organizations that are claiming to be a force for good in the world. And that many of these groups that are claiming that their goal is to make a difference, to help people, are often actually just another form of insider enrichment scheme. And that you should try to take the time you can to do a little due diligence and research, and try to prevent your money, which you want to be used for good, to be absconded with by those who desire only ill.
An excellent point to end on. I want to thank everyone for listening. I'm sorry for getting so upset. And on a final note, I just set up my first 501c3. It's called the Castcoin Foundation. If you guys want to donate, you just can look it up. It's a 501c3, I promise. We're online at castcoinfoundation.org. Please, we only accept Bitcoin, Ethereum, and Monero. And gosh, we look forward to your donations. We're going to do a lot of good with them, I promise.